Yeah, welcome back. I cannot wait to dive into this next topic. Check this out. So we all encounter problems and obstacles in our life, no matter what that is. One thing I've found as a personal story is I remember being locked up and I was in the county jail. This was when I was in Fort Myers. And, you know, I'm incarcerated, had a couple fights and, you know, It's just ridiculous in there. People fighting over you, looking at me the wrong way, you stepping on my shoe. You know, you want to see prejudice firsthand and racism firsthand. Go to the county jail. So, anyways, I remember one of my bunkies. He said, "Hey, Austin, can you read me? This is a true story. Can you read me this letter that my mom wrote me?" And I'm like, "Dude, read it yourself." You know what I mean? He was like, "Bro, I can't read that good." And I just kind of laughed at him, and he's like, "Dude, I'm serious." So I said, "Oh, well, okay." So I sat down and read it to him, and, you know, he was like, dude, he was just so thankful. And I was like, "Huh, okay." So word gets around to the next cellmate over next door to me, and it's his cousin. And then this guy, his name's Dirt. Never forget this dude. Biggest black dude you ever saw. You know, he's trying to squeeze a medium shirt into like a 7-foot man, you know what I'm saying? Just a big dude. And he said, "Bro, you know, can you read one of my letters for me?" And I can't read either that well, or I can't write. I said, "Dude, I'll go ahead and do that for you." So I went ahead and read his letter to him. And I actually wrote another letter to his family for him, a couple letters actually. And I'll never forget what he said after I'm done. And he said, "Dude, if biggest black dude you ever saw in the whole block," he said, "Bro, Austin, if you ever have a problem in here, you come let me know. Ain't nobody gonna mess with you in here no more." And it like hit me. I'm like, dude, even some of the guards, they're like, "Bro, you are the most dangerous inmate that we have." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Because you're educated. You know, you got information. You can do things that most of these inmates can't even do, read and write." And I was like, wow. So when I was locked up in the county, I was only there for a couple months. I never had a problem with anybody after that. No one would want to even challenge me. I'm not saying I'm that cool, but hey, it was a blessing, right? So here I am going through an obstacle in my life. You know, I was in the county for a couple months. You know, I went through that whole prison process. That sucked. And here I am experiencing a huge blessing. And that's what I'm trying to get at to tell you guys. You know, these obstacles you run into, they're really just opportunities. And that actually birthed a huge dream that I never knew I even had. And that's when I actually started writing my first book. And so, again, these obstacles that you encounter, you know, look deeper. You know, because if you can't see through the clouds, you'll never witness the stars. So you got to look through the clouds to see the stars. You got to look through your opportunity. Is this really an obstacle? Or is this an opportunity to learn or become a better person? And so I just wanted to encourage you to sit back and think about the things that have happened in your life. And have they been bad? Really? Have they been good? Maybe it's too soon to tell. So maybe examine it a little bit further. And just remember, most opportunities are are disguised as an ugly, 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 sometimes, you know, Roseanne ugly obstacle. You know, think about it. Everything that's usually a blessing is wrapped around pain. And so you just look deeper. And I just want to encourage you, how do you see your obstacle? Do you see it as an opportunity or not? So here's a couple things that I can encourage you to do whenever you see an obstacle. And, you know, you can think of it, okay, let me examine this. Here's just a couple things. Number one, ask a mentor in your life, the hero about your obstacle. Because you got to understand what a mentor does for people is they see it from a different perspective. You know, there's a reason why some of the most successful NFL teams, their offensive coordinator is in the skybox, because they can see the whole entire field. They can see what the players cannot see, even though the players are on the field, in the game, in the action. Okay? So having a different perspective is so key into seeing your opportunity in that obstacle. Number two, you know, will this matter in 5 minutes or 5 years? You know, when you're going through something, and ask yourself, if it's going to steal your joy, if it's going to piss you off, excuse my language, if it's going to make you mad, like, is it going to matter in 5 minutes, in 5 years? You know, think about that for a second. Number three, how is this going to positively impact my purpose? Okay, so if you're looking at an obstacle coming your way, and you're thinking, is it an opportunity or whatnot? Ask yourself, is this going to positively impact me or negatively impact me long term? Okay, me getting arrested, you know, I went to prison. I spent 4 years, 5 years in and out the system like that. You know, yeah, that was 5 years out of my life. But, dude, I'm 30 years old now, and I'm doing things I wouldn't even imagine back then when I was 21. So, again, I just had to recognize, okay, is this positive or is this negative? And actually, me getting arrested was the biggest positive in my whole entire life besides getting saved. And so I also wanted to share another story with you about recognizing opportunities within obstacles. There's a story about these two guys. They both worked for a shoe company, and they get sent to Africa. And so one guy, perspective, one guy gets there and says, oh my goodness, nobody's got any shoes here. We can't sell any shoes here. Nobody even has any. Okay, another guy flies into Africa, I think, or it might have been Australia, I don't remember, doesn't matter. He flies in and says, oh my goodness, people don't have any shoes here. Send every pair of shoes you have. We're going to make a fortune. Nobody has any shoes. We're going to make a fortune. Bro, all perspective. Are you like that first? Are you like that first guy that says, hey, there ain't nobody wearing shoes over here? You know what I mean? Why would you send me here? Right? Or are you the second guy that says, bro, thank you for sending me here. Nobody's wearing shoes. What an opportunity. Okay? It's all perspective on how you view these obstacles. So I'll never forget another story real quick, and then I'm about to close. It's a story about when I broke my finger. Okay? This sounds so corny. And so I'm playing football with some buddies of mine, right? And you know, I'm trying to be cool. I'm looking like Randy Moss out there. All right. And so one of the people throw the ball, it's like 20 yards, and I try to catch it behind my back, try to be all fancy, you know what I'm saying? And so I caught it, and my finger just exploded when I caught the ball. Perfect spiral. My finger exploded. I mean, dude, it was like, bro, if my skin wasn't wrapped around, I would have got hit in the eye with some bone. So I'm sitting here and my finger exploded. My whole pinky just bent, man. So I just shake it off. And so eventually I put a stent in it. And I couldn't lift any, I couldn't do chest. I couldn't really do back. I couldn't grip anything. And so for about two and a half weeks, you know. And so during those 2.5 weeks, I started doing legs about 3 times a week, almost 4 times a week. And I did legs like once a week, you know. Don't judge me. So I started doing legs 3 times a week, and man, I actually lost more body fat. My gains went through the roof, because when you do legs, you know, your body's pumping blood and you're burning a lot more calories than when you use any other body part. So my squat went up to like 365 or something like that. I got it on video on my Instagram. So, you know, here I am, you know, hurting that my finger exploded, but now I fall in love with doing legs, you know, and my body fat went down like crazy. I lost a bunch of belly fat, you know what I mean? And it was just a great experience, because I fell in love with legs. I couldn't use my fingers. So, again, you know, it's all perspective. So when you look at an obstacle, is this an opportunity that you can learn from it? How can you grow from this? How can you make money off of this? Anytime you see a guy who makes $1 million, you know, and the year before he made $100,000, he solved the problem, okay? He experienced an obstacle and pushed through it. Because just remember, every obstacle is not going to come looking at, or every opportunity that comes your way is not going to come wrapped in a bow. It's not going to look sexy. All right, some opportunities look ugly. Some opportunities you're going to have to go out of your way to get and do. But most of the time, it's wrapped up in a small bow called obstacles. Love you guys.